तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
नमस्कार, एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्टको यो नयाँ अङ्कमा तपाईँलाई स्वागत छ। अब पालो भएको छ नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा सम्बन्धी एउटा सानो सहरको सफलता कथा सुन्ने। अस्ट्रेलियाका रिजनल क्षेत्रका विशेष गरी साना शहरहरूमा चरम मौसमी घटनाहरू र पर्याप्त लगानीको अभावले गम्भीर असर पुर्याउन सक्छ। तर उत्तर पूर्वी विक्टोरियाको सानो शहर याकिनडाण्डामा दुई दशकभन्दा अगाडि नै गरिएको एउटा जोखिमपूर्ण निर्णयले समुदायलाई यी दुवै चुनौतीसँग जुध्न सक्षम बनाएको छ। रिन्युएबल एनर्जी अर्थात् नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा सम्बन्धी यस श्रृङ्खलाको पहिलो भाग हामी सुन्न गइरहेका छौं सहकर्मी सुनिता पोखरेलबाट।
I never, ever thought I would thank Donald Trump for anything. In my wildest dreams.
रसल क्लोजले आफ्नो जीवनभर मोटर गाडीसँग सम्बन्धित क्षेत्रमा काम गरेका छन्।
When you go through Yakandanda, there's the bottom garage. It's called Yakandanda Motors. That's what it used to be called. And that was my garage for many years. And before that, it was my father's garage. So I grew up looking after agricultural equipment, fixing cars, trucks out the front that would break down on the way to market with cows inside pissing on me while I was under the truck and whatnot. So that has been where I came from.
90 को दशकमा वरङ्गामा आफ्नै व्यवसाय सुरु गरेपछि उनले झण्डै 3 दशकसम्म जापानबाट उच्च स्तरका कारहरू आयात गरी बिक्री गर्दै आएका छन्।
I've always enjoyed that, but once I got out of importing from Japan, that was it. I didn't want anything more to do with cars.
एक दिन काम छोडेर बस्ने निर्णय गर्दा समुदाय भित्रका एक व्यक्तिले उनलाई आफ्नो निर्णय बदल्न प्रेरित गरे। त्यसपछि उनले नयाँ व्यवसाय सुरु गरे जहाँ उनी अब इलेक्ट्रिक कारहरू बिक्री गर्छन्। यसैबीच उनको समुदाय याकिन्डाण्डा 100% नवीकरणीय ऊर्जातर्फ अघि बढिरहेको छ। उनको यो कथा र उनलाई आकार दिएको समुदायलाई बुझ्न हामीले केही दशक पछाडि फर्केर हेर्नुपर्छ।
When I was growing up, there were a lot of empty shops in here. It was a bit of a sleepy old town. Like, I could kick the footy up the main street and not be worried about being hit by a truck. So yeah, it's just, I don't know, one of those places that's pretty special to be here.
म्याक्स हर्बाथको जन्म याकिन्डाण्डामा भएको थियो, जसलाई स्थानीयले याक पनि भन्ने गर्छन्। एक दिन सन् 2002 सहरको एउटा व्यवसायको ढोकामा राखिएको एउटा साइनले सबै कुरा बदलिदियो।
The original servo in town, which was owned by Jack Holden, he was going to close it down. It just wasn't viable for him anymore. So he put a notice on the window of the servo saying it's going to be closed in 10 days, which was a bit of a shock to some people.
त्यो व्यवसाय बन्द हुने समयमा देशभरका साना शहरहरूबाट मानिसहरू बाहिर बसाई सर्ने क्रम बढेको थियो।
We took that for granted and it's not going to be there anymore. And so a few people thought, oh, this is not good for the town, especially when you look at what was happening. I think there was a report came out in 1998 that in the previous decade, 30% of the small towns in Australia had a decline in population, so the towns were dying.
जब यस्ता साना शहरहरूमा पेट्रोल पम्प जस्ता अत्यावश्यक सेवा रहँदैनन्, त्यसले मानिसहरूलाई त्यहाँबाट बसाई सर्न बाध्य बनाउँछ।
And then it's a real battle to keep the town going. So there are a few people, Phil Newman is one of them, and that was him walking around there before, said, what are we going to do?
त्यसैले 7 जना स्थानीयहरूले मिलेर याकिन्डाण्डा कम्युनिटी डेभलपमेन्ट कम्पनी YCD को गठन गरे र पेट्रोल पम्प किनेर स्थानीय शेयरधनीहरूका लागि कम्पनी खोलिदिए। स्थान सार्ने, घाटामा सञ्चालन गर्ने र स्वयंसेवकहरूको भरमा चलाउने भएकाले यो प्रक्रिया सजिलो भने थिएन।
To find the money that was required without having anything is really difficult. You might have GoFundMe and those sorts of things now, but back then, none of that was around. You had to get the community involved to make it happen. And being the community that it is, most people said, yeah, well, that's worth doing. Let's do it.
I feel you. I'm not.
So this is the...
Max, अहिले YCD को बोर्डमा रहेका छन् र उक्त पेट्रोल पम्प अब व्यावसायिक रूपमा दिगो मात्र होइन नाफामा पनि सञ्चालन भइरहेको छ। सयौं स्थानीय शेयर धनीहरूको सहभागिता सहित सबै नाफा या त प्रत्यक्ष रूपमा स्थानीयहरूलाई फिर्ता गरिन्छ या खेलकुद क्लब र स्वास्थ्य सुविधा जस्ता सामुदायिक परियोजनाका लागि अनुदानको रूपमा प्रयोग गरिन्छ। पेट्रोल पम्पको स्वामित्व समुदायसँग भएकाले बोर्डले मूल्य नियन्त्रणमा राख्न सकेको छ। अन्य पेट्रोल पम्पहरूमा जस्तो चुरोट र स्न्याक्स बेच्नुको सट्टा यहाँ हार्डवेयर र कृषि सामग्रीहरू राखिएको छ। यति हुँदाहुँदै पनि इन्धन आपूर्ति सम्बन्धी चुनौतीहरू भने यो पेट्रोल पम्पले पनि झेल्नु परेको छ। तर अन्य रिजनल सहरहरूमा इन्धन सकिँदा पनि यो पम्पले आपूर्ति कायम राख्न सकेको म्याक्सले बताएका छन्।
We actually didn't run out of fuel here, and we can't do anything about the terminal gate price. That's totally out of our control. So prices went up, but in March we had the record month ever, and we did have to sort of ration the supplies a bit. But I think there was only one day or one night where we ran out of diesel. But apart from that, we didn't run out.
छानामा सोलर प्यानल जडान गरिएको र ब्याट्री प्रणालीले सुसज्जित हुँदा उक्त स्टेशनले कार्बन उत्सर्जन वा इमिसन र सञ्चालन खर्च दुवै घटाउन सकेको छ, जसले गर्दा अझ धेरै रकम समुदायमै पुनः लगानी गर्न सम्भव भएको छ। आमदानी चाहिँ इन्धन र हार्डवेयर बिक्रीबाट गर्दै आएको भए पनि यसले सहरमा एक इलेक्ट्रिक वेहिकल वा इभी चार्जर पनि सञ्चालनमा राखेको छ।
Yeah, good. What I do best. Gojo hockey.
श्रोताबिन तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट र उत्तर पूर्वी विक्टोरियाको सानो सहर याकेनडाण्डामा इभीको प्रयोग कसरी गरिँदैछ भन्ने विषयमा चर्चा हामी जारी राख्नेछौँ। अहिलेको लागि भने यो छोटो ब्रेकको पालो।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एसियनमा
रसल क्लोज अहिले आफ्ना छोरा क्याम र स्थानीय बासिन्दा म्याटसँग मिलेर किलोवाट कार्स नामक सेकेन्ड ह्यान्ड इभी व्यवसाय सञ्चालन गरिरहेका छन्। उनीहरूले याकनडाण्डादेखि डार्विनसम्म कार बिक्री गर्दै आएका छन्। झण्डै अवकाश लिने अवस्थामा पुगेका रसलले भने सहरमा भएको एउटा घटनाले उनलाई फेरि आफ्नो निर्णय पुनर्विचार गर्न बाध्य बनाएको बताएका छन्।
Then Matt Grogan, one of the partners in the company, just kept at me and at me for nearly a year to start importing out of Japan again. And we met at one of the openings of a battery in Yakandanda up at Ben Gilbert's. You know, there's a community-owned battery there. And I sort of got home after that and thought, oh, God, we, particularly the older generation, have got to do something. We've just taken so much and it's time to start giving back a bit. So I rang Matt up and just said, look, let's do it. I'm not here to record a guilt trip for the older generation. You know, that's not what I'm saying, but I think particularly when you've got kids and they point things out, which you would often miss, you know, when they start doing that, you start reflecting and thinking, yeah, we had pretty good times and the times were fun and, you know, it all just seemed normal. But there comes a time where you think, we took a lot, so it's time to start giving back and hopefully preserve something for the future generations, you know, and hope it's not going to be too late. So there has been an awakening.
Russell Kalagi, electric gadi tarfa lagne prerana, spashta thiyo.
I realised this the other day too, that, you know, I want it to be for future generations, but I want it to be for the fish and the birds and, you know, all the animals and the bugs and the insects. You know, our fish are dying because the oceans are warming. We've just got this swathe of destruction around us, and it's time to try and address it.
Uni petrol ra diesel bata chalne gadi bata electric gadi ma parivartan garnu dherai thulo bishay banainu parcha bhanne mandainan.
By owning an EV, you're not missing out on anything. You know, the performance is phenomenal, the cost of ownership is great, and when they challenge me about this or that, I can challenge them straight back about the costs of fixing their diesel engine, because I know how much they cost, you know, and it's not just a couple of thousands. It's so expensive to repair a lot of that new stuff, because they'll always challenge me, what about the battery? You've got to replace them every few years, because that's been the dialogue they hear, you know, from various news outlets, whereas now batteries in these are basically life of vehicle.
हालैको इन्धन संकटले धेरै व्यवसायहरूलाई गम्भीर रूपमा असर गरे पनि रसलले यो अवस्थाले विद्युतीकरणको पक्षलाई अझ बलियो बनाएको बताएका छन्।
I can't go and stop the fossil fuel industry, even though Donald Trump's doing a good job of it at the moment. But, you know, I've just got to do the best I can. What do I say here?
Yeah,
like, and just be careful where you, you know, I trust you guys. But the point is, I never, ever thought I would thank Donald Trump for anything. In my wildest dreams. And he's promoted electrification, bang, like that, you know. I just sold so many cars after the first month of the invasion. So many. I could not get, and I'm still struggling to get stock now. You know, the price of second-hand ones has just gone up and everybody wants them, and it's all because of Donald.
सन् 2008 म्याट चार्ल्स जोन्स याकन्डान्डामा बसाई सरेका थिए र उनले आफैले माटो र परालको प्रयोग गरेर बनाएको घरमा बस्दै आएका छन्।
The beauty of straw is that it's really deep walls, so super insulative. It's a waste product and ultimately it's organic, so it would compost down and be, you know, used however. So all of those attributes add up well and it kind of lends itself well to unskilled builders. I'm not a builder at all because it's quite forgiving. You've got a deep wall, you can make mistakes and fix it relatively easily. And my mum lived in Yakandanda, which was about 30 k's from where I grew up. And so it was really just she died and we were looking for somewhere nice to live. And so bought the property and built this house.
सन् 2002 याकन्डान्डामा आफ्नो नियन्त्रणभन्दा बाहिरको परिवर्तनसँग जुधिरहेका बेला समुदायले पछि नहट्ने निर्णय गर्यो। पछि सन् 2013 इन्टर गभर्मेन्टल प्यानल अन क्लाइमेट चेन्ज आइपिसिसीले एउटा महत्वपूर्ण प्रतिवेदन जारी गर्दै हालको ग्लोबल वार्मिङको प्रमुख कारण मानव गतिविधि नै भएको 95% निश्चिततासहितको निष्कर्ष निकाल्यो। इकोलोजी र आउटडोर शिक्षाको पृष्ठभूमि भएका म्याटले अर्को ठूलो परिवर्तन आउँदैछ भन्ने कुरा पहिल्यै देख्न थालेका थिए।
The fossil fuel industry makes a lot of money out of doing what they do, and so they're very skilled at adding misunderstanding and confusion and anger to what should be a really smart, logical next step. And it's hard, it can be really hard. And you don't need to go very far in a community to find deep upset and understandable upset about, you know, somebody's proposed a solar farm or a battery or a wind farm or a transmission line. And it's understandable because change is hard, but equally I think that we have to change. We have to change because of climate change.
त्यसैले म्याट र केही अन्य स्थानीयहरूले सहर समक्ष एउटा परियोजना प्रस्ताव गरे जसले भविष्यमा जीवाश्म इन्धन वा फसिल फ्युल्समा रहेको निर्भरता अन्त्य गर्न मद्दत गर्ने उनीहरूको आशा थियो।
So the council in March 2014 ran community information evening, and fortunately there was some amazing examples around Australia and around the world of communities that were doing some good thinking about, well, what do you need to do to localise electricity and to move on to the kind of next phase, knowing that the fossil fuel industry is in a sunset, you know, making a lot of noise, but in a sunset phase.
राष्ट्रिय विद्युत वितरणको किनारामा रहेका कारण रिजनल क्षेत्रहरूमा चरम मौसमी घटनाहरू बढ्दै जाँदा विद्युत आपूर्ति अवरुद्ध हुने जोखिम र किसानहरूका लागि अझ कठिन परिस्थितिहरू सिर्जना भइरहेका छन्। पूर्ण रूपमा ठूला स्तरका नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा परियोजनाहरूमा तत्काल सम्भव नभए पनि यहाँका मानिसहरू केही न केही गर्न दृढ़ थिए। त्यसैले उनीहरूले टोटली रिन्युएबल एकाडान्डा वा ट्राई नामक संस्था स्थापना गरे, जसलाई पेट्रोल पम्पबाट आएको आर्थिक सहयोग प्राप्त भयो र यसको महत्वाकांक्षी लक्ष्य शहरलाई 100% नवीकरणीय ऊर्जाबाट सञ्चालन गर्ने थियो।
And instead the focus turned to what can you do on individual rooftops and small installations. And I suppose that finding was really foundational in what we've gone on to do with Taylor Renewable Yakandanda. So let's keep it hyper-focused. Rooftop by rooftop, individual needs by individual needs.
त्यसैले म्याट र केही अन्य स्थानीयहरूले सहर समक्ष एउटा परियोजना प्रस्ताव गरे, जसले भविष्यमा जीवाश्म इन्धनमा रहेको निर्भरता अन्त्य गर्न मद्दत गर्ने उनीहरूको आशा थियो।
And instead the focus turned to what can you do on individual rooftops and small installations. And I suppose that finding was really foundational in what we've gone on to do with Taylor Renewable Yakandanda. So let's keep it hyper-focused. Rooftop by rooftop, individual needs by individual needs.
10 वर्षभन्दा बढी समयसम्म म्याटले ट्राईका अध्यक्षका रूपमा काम गरे। स्थापना भएको 12 वर्षपछि सहरले अहिले 2 ठूला सामुदायिक ब्याट्रीहरू स्वामित्वमा राखेको छ र सो क्षेत्रका करिब 70% घरका छानामा सोलर प्यानल जडान गरिएको छ।
It means that the community building can spend much less on electricity. They then have their own power system, which is decarbonising their power supply. And in the instances where batteries are added, they've got the capability of running through outages. And so that becomes increasingly relevant when we get extremes in weather, obviously, and perhaps that's emergencies as well, because it means that people will lose power in their home because the network is so vulnerable to extremes in weather. And consequently, they can come somewhere and cook and catch up with friends and have a cup of tea and go to the toilet, all of those things that when you live out in the country and you lose power, you lose water, you lose heating and cooling, you know, and it happens more often than would be ideal.
यसरी सम्पूर्ण शक्ति स्थानीयहरूको हातमा नै राखेर याकेडान्डाले रिजनल अस्ट्रेलियनहरू ऊर्जा परियोजनाका केवल निष्क्रिय उपभोक्ता मात्र हुनुपर्छ भन्ने छैन भन्ने देखाएको छ। घरहरूमा जडान गरिएको सोलरले न केवल उत्सर्जन घटाउँछ, बरु अतिरिक्त ऊर्जा ग्रिडमा पठाएर त्यस बापत पाउने रकम मार्फत आमदानी पनि गर्न सक्छ। परिवर्तन निसन्देह कठिन भए पनि म्याट अनुकूलन गर्ने इच्छा शक्तिले नै यो सहरलाई अझ बलियो बनाएको भनाइराख्छन्।
It's a powerful exemplar in Yakandanda to Yakandanda people that if you have an issue and then you focus on it and set a goal, then you can resolve it. And so the petrol station is an energy company. It's community owned. It returns dividends. It's kept the fuel supply alive in the town. A really powerful example of what we've just picked up and used but done it with electricity.
कसरी याकन्डाण्डाले नवीकरणीय ऊर्जाको क्षेत्रमा पाइला राख्यो भन्नेबारे दुई भागको यस श्रृङ्खलाको पहिलो भाग सुनिहाल्नुभयो, जुन एसबीएसका लागि सिडनी ल्याङद्वारा तयार पारिएको हो र एसबीएस नेपालीका लागि प्रस्तुति थियो सहकर्मी सुनिता पोखरेलको। दोस्रो भागमा भने टोटली रिन्युएबल याकन्डाण्डाले कसरी निरन्तर प्रभाव पारिरहेको छ र नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा परियोजनाहरू समुदायलाई केन्द्रमा राख्दा कसरी सफल हुन सक्छन् भन्ने विषयमा एसबीएसले गरेको अध्ययनलाई प्रस्तुत गर्नेछौँ। उक्त नयाँ भाग प्रकाशित हुने बित्तिकै थाहा पाउनको लागि आजै आफ्नो फोनमा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस् र एपभित्र भाषाहरूको सूचीबाट नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोला, वा अनलाइनमा तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्न रुचाउने एप्पल पडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाई लगायतका प्लेटफर्महरूमा पनि हामी उपलब्ध छौँ। एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट भनेर सर्च गर्नुहोस्। सोसियल मिडियामा भने फेसबुक, एक्स र इन्स्टाग्राममा एसबीएस नेपाली हाम्रो ह्यान्डल हो र युट्युबमा हामी अन्य दक्षिण एसियाली भाषाहरूका साथ @SBS साउथ एसियन च्यानलमा उपस्थित रहेका छौँ। थप जानकारीका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइटको ठेगाना हो sbs.com.au/nepali।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। एसबीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।